on Revolution. Bookmark rates on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast. I'm Pistol Pete from Spockholm, and today we're recording today. So it's I have Janna, Death by Gucci. Boy, that still takes a while to get used to that without that Mig in there.
I know. I've always been Mig. It is hard for me sometimes.
And it kind of rolls off the tongue nicely. So
yeah, it's easy. Because then I've been playing with other ideas of other families, and I'll even say them out loud to see if it would sound right if you say it.
See if they work or not.
And nothing's working right.
Oh,
I'm like,
man.
I don't know who to be. I'm just going to have to be Death by Gucci.
There you go. Well, yeah. Jen is actually resting because we kind of got mixed up last night. As I said on the last show, I was out in San Diego, and I got back in late last night, which is our normal recording time, and it just was so late that we couldn't really record, and so we decided to do it in the morning, and Jen's not a morning person, so we're without Jen for the moment. Hopefully she'll show up after a bit and can fill us all in on all the action going on in the game and all the game changes. So,
or she might just sleep through the day.
That's true, too. Yeah, I had a good time in San Diego. I should have tried to really do a meet and greet somewhere, but just timing-wise, it wasn't really going to work out.
I didn't realize you were going to be gone so long.
Yeah, I was out there, left last Saturday, and then I came back, Thursday night, so.
I know, we'd be writing in the room. I'm like, where is Pete? Pete. And then I look in all the other rooms that I would think you would be in somewhere, and I'm like, I can't find Pete anywhere.
All quiet.
Yeah, it was pretty quiet this last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So you're all settled back home?
Yeah, back home now. Just getting things back together again, answering all my emails and everything else that piled up while I was gone. So,
well, not having Jen here this morning kind of makes me feel bad we didn't go ahead and try last night.
Yeah.
I watched WALL-E with my son. He'd never seen it before. It's such
a
cute movie.
Yeah.
I forgot how cute I like. I forgot I liked that movie so much. So, but we watched that last night. And by the time you guys were ready, I was like half asleep. Yeah. And I actually had planned on having a drink and relaxing and like I'm going to bed.
I got to tell this funny story though, my trip out there, because we went to Legoland.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. And here was the deal. You know, when you go, we wanted to go just shopping, obviously, because we didn't, it was me and two colleagues and they, you know, we weren't going to go to the amusement park.
Your kids must want to beat you.
Yeah, my boys were very unhappy with me, as a matter of fact. But anyway, so we go to the park, right? And I'm thinking, you know, I said, well, where's the gift shop? Because it's not outside like you'd expect that, like, you can just go to the gift shop and then you can't get into the park. And they said, no, you actually have to go into the park in order to get it. But you can get a guest, you know, a shopping pass over at customer service. So I thought, okay, that's pretty neat. So I had this like half a second of mwahaha moment. I was like, well, what's going to stop me from just staying in the park?
Sneaky.
Mwahaha. And I started doing this old sinister laugh thing, right? And everybody, you know, the people I'm with are cracking up. So then all of a sudden we get up to the customer support desk counter and we say, okay, well, we need a shopping pass. Well, here's how this works. What you have to do is you actually have to pay for a full day's pass and then you have to be out within an hour and you'll be completely refunded. And I'm like, oh, dang, they killed my mwahaha moment. So it was like $275 for us to go in and go shopping. And then,
so a deposit.
That's exactly what it was. And then we rushed through the shopping experience because you didn't want a chance not being out on time. And then we left.
Oh, so. What a drag. I don't know. I think I would have skipped the gift line and just headed for the closest roller coaster.
Yeah, like, just tried to squeeze in one ride before you got it back out again.
Start bribing people to get you to the front of the line.
Yeah. But it was I was kind of a little bit disappointed in their in the actual gift shop. I mean, while they had lots of cool Lego stuff and they had a whole wall of, like, you know, big Lego kits and things like that, and when I was in Chicago, we went to one of the Lego stores, and they had, like, you know, container after container of different colored blocks and all kinds of things.
Yeah, that's how our store is.
And I did not see that at Legoland. Now, it's possible that maybe their main gift store is different. They may have sub gift stores elsewhere elsewhere in the park. Because we didn't obviously do the whole tour of the park. We went straight to the
They probably have a monochrome store somewhere that just, like, that's how they did at the Lego convention. Uh-huh. Is there was like a pink section and then there was different sections set off for people. So maybe, I don't know, my son would be disappointed because he's always, you know how kids are always looking for that one piece.
Well, my boys have all been on the hunt for pink blocks because they want to make flamingos for their mom.
You gotta go with Lego Friends set to get that.
Yeah, now you gotta go with the Lego Friends. But yeah, so that was the thing. I was gonna see if I can find some just specifically pink blocks, but I couldn't find them. So
you should have been at that convention with me then because you couldn't help. There was seriously millions of pink pieces in just one spot.
Wow.
Yeah, you would have had a hard time
not finding them. So anyway, that's what we did, and then we just did, some of the touristy things. Yeah. But it was funny too. I was telling Jen off air, I was in San Diego, and of course everybody talks about the smog and stuff like that. And it's funny, you look up and you see the sky and it's still blue, and it's just like looks overcast. So it doesn't look like it's really smoggy. I expected the way people talk about smog is that you're going to look up and the sky's black.
Yeah. You'd be like walking through clouds.
But
darkness.
Anyway, but we had a good time. The conference was good. We had it was definitely an experience. So.
Well, we've just been completely inundated with fire. I mean, I cannot think of anything other than fire.
Yeah.
So that's just been so out of control. My prayers go out to just the whole, I did a bunch of research because I've been working with Zynga on a relief effort.
Yeah.
And so and this was as of a week ago, there was 1.1 million fires that have burned across the country this season.
My goodness.
Of acres, I should say. 1.1 million acres. That is so much. And that's just really, really scary. And a sign of like the global warming. I don't know about you, but when I saw the country's map on the news last night, most of the country is in the 90s to 100s.
Hmm.
It's hot and it's only still June technically. So I see my future at the water park.
Yeah.
I plan to just, I'm going to get a boat.
Stay by the water. That's for sure.
Been thinking a lot about that. So, well, what about the game? Did you have a chance to play at all?
I played a little bit, and I saw some of the new stuff that came out. And, like...
there are a few new goodies.
The Hellish Hydraulics. That's kind of a different type of event. That may have been what Jen was alluding to a little bit when she said that we're going to get something a little bit different.
That's what I was going to ask her, so...
So it's basically you ask for parts, and those parts, then you apply them to whether or not you really want to attack item or defense item or both. And then as you add more building parts to your item, you upgrade it to get it from, bronze to silver to gold to, I'm sure, probably
ruby and emerald,
ruby and emerald and all the way up. Yeah, and there's, 2 days or something left with that. And then you can craft either all along the way or you can craft just up until you get the last, to the highest level. And each time you craft, then it changes the number of consumables, parts.
And then when the event ends, we collect all at the same time,
that's
correct?
That's what I understand, yeah.
I'm guessing that's what she was talking about that was different, although it's not completely different than something we've done, but a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like when we did the football stuff and other things you chose, but then it's different.
To a certain extent, yeah.
It definitely is taken on its own.
Yep. And
I didn't know. At first, I actually thought it was the family property right when I logged in, and I thought, oh, it came out. But then Nestor corrected me.
Yep. Yeah, I thought it was going to be a family property too when I first glanced at it, and then you start understanding a little bit more about what it is, and then and it's not doesn't have a very long time period to it because it was only like 4 days or something like that,
yeah,
or 5 days when it first came out. Jen would have the details. This is why we miss Jen so much.
I know, Jen, wakey wakey.
Yep. So, but I'm trying to think. Well, I know in Spockholm that one of the key things that changed this week was that Ike did a little bit of a modification to the property manager where you now have a little bit more control over which items you can go ahead and collect in each city. Nice. Which makes it a little bit nicer if you're wanting to collect just, you know, your stamina in whatever.
London or Brazil.
Exactly. So you can collect on those individually if you want to. So that's a little bit nicer, and it's got a nicer layout than before. So
it should Does it let you click your to fill up your property first? What would be add the crew to it?
Yes, it does, so that you can get the extra bonus.
Right.
Yeah, it still does that. The Taskmaster and the Guardians.
Okay.
Those are two options, and they're just check boxes. You check them if you want to actually perform that particular step.
Oh, nice.
So that's kind of nice. What's the other thing? Oh, I don't have a lot of detail on this because I caught this in passing, but Defender, which was an app, you know, a Spocklet that was written to actually make recommendations on which items to use with your actual properties. I think they've been working on a modification to that. One of the jokes was that it could be called the Dumpinator now, so that like if there's items that you got that you claim that you never should have gotten, and you know, because there's
right
that argument
because of
that,
glitches
because
and whatnot,
the glitches they just ended up in your account. Well, you can use the Defender to do a Dumpinator, and you can actually just dump those items into your properties, and then you don't have them. And I know Jen mentioned that once before. There's something else that they were talking about. I didn't catch a whole lot of it, so I apologize. But hopefully by the next show, there'll be a new feature in the Defender that will give some more information, and I'll talk about it next time. So.
Awesome.
And then I'm just trying to think what else we got in the game. I mean, I'm finding nowadays ices and ices are harder and harder to come by.
I can't get 150 a day to save my life.
See, and I'm finding that's more common now. And I know we're having a family debate now about, you know, we set an icing limit and now we have so many family members that are struggling to get it. I mean, and these are good family members, active, participate in the family. They're, you know.
Yeah.
And then now all of a sudden we're probably going to be booting a whole bunch of people because we've set a threshold that is very, very difficult to meet. I usually get it every day, but by the skin of my teeth.
See, if I would have to buy stamina to be getting it.
Yeah.
I can't, I couldn't even tell you. I think it's been since I was in a war, you know, with whoever at some time or another that I actually spent that much time on a target. But when you're going through the fight list, it's not as easy.
Right.
And even with Assassinator, it's not as easy.
Yeah, and they're few and far between, and I've got pretty high attack and defense, and I'm not getting them all that regularly, so I can't imagine with some people with some much lower scores how few and far between it really is for them.
Yeah, because there's been several families that have been talking to me about coming over, and I've been, you know, weighing out my options and thinking about what would actually be fun for me in the game to try to boost some enthusiasm back into me.
Right.
And I keep telling everyone, you know, I rarely get the 150 ices. It's nothing else that I have to say that about.
Right.
I never have to say, you know, I don't get the property. I don't get this. It's just, I'm just warning you, I rarely get 150 ices. So if that's a factor, then just leave me out of it because I don't want any pressure. That's kind of how I've been. But I'm telling you, I'm getting really bored in this little lonely family of shadows. it's kind of boring. I kind of miss, you know, I'm a social player. And so that's something I'm trying to figure out. But yeah. So you have to think about that. What if you get booted out of your own family?
I know that's, well, fortunately, I'm only one of the three that can boot. So the question will be is, are we going to boot ourselves? decided that because we didn't meet the criteria, we're actually dropping out.
We're going to join Jana's lonely little family. Or you can be an ass, but they have requirements too.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know what we're going to do yet. We may have to just put a suspension on the grid icing count until we can at least confirm that it's gotten more reasonable again.
I say we keep on to Zynga about adding robbing to the progression.
I think that's the key. I mean, if they can do that, then that makes a big difference. And then there's a lot of people that, you know, are not excellent fighters, but they've got a way to burn their stamina and they're still helping out the family at the same time.
Exactly. I really think
that happen.
I think that's what we really should hope that they will focus on is maybe changing that progression so that we're not all working so hard to get the 150 ICEs.
Well, and that would alleviate some load too on the actual fight module. So if that's been a concern of theirs for a while, then, you know, obviously now people will be busy doing something else, and you'll get a balance between those people that are fighting because they like to fight and those people that are just trying to meet family progression and or expend stamina.
All the Spocks that don't want to get kicked out.
Yeah.
Taking up my ICEs. Actually, I do get a lot of ICEs stolen by you Spocks, actually. Most of you are my friends. It's rare when there's a Spock that's not already a friend.
Yeah, so. We got a message today about someone saying that, asking us why all the Spocks were attacking this one person. And I said, you know, here's the funny part is if they're on the fight list, it's fair game. And, you know, most of us fight off the fight list. We don't single out people. That's just not our style. I mean, we play off the fight list and that's it. Now, will we use scripts? Yeah, sure. But we don't go out and single out individuals. We've never done that. We've never, even with people that have been crap heads in the game, we've never gone out and just sat on people. Now, I know that's different for other types of families. And
oh, yeah, because you're not a fighting family.
Right, and that's, exactly. And we don't want to start getting down that path because then someone else will come return the favor. You know,
you'll have an ass sitting on you.
So if you get hit by three Spocks in the same day, it's purely coincidental.
Consider yourself lucky.
That's right. You've been tagged by a Spock.
Now, if they're sitting on you, then let Pete know, because maybe something's hung up in the assassinator.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, pretty funny.
Yep.
And, you know, another thing I was going to point out, is it Queen Brat?
Queen Brat, yeah.
She is such an awesome girl that comments all the time, and I don't think I've ever given her any sort of props, but she did want to point out, I think you and I were talking about it earlier, about the family properties. A lot of families aren't there yet, don't have a fully built family property. And I guess because you and Jen are both in families that are fully built, I guess we take for granted sometimes that others aren't. So I do know of a lot of families that still need weapons. So don't always ignore them.
Yeah, and that's a very excellent point. We tend to sometimes talk about from our perspective without thinking, you know. And so, you know, even when we talk about, like, you know, a new property or new destination coming out and where some of us are done with it in a day, you know, there's others that we know that'll take months for you guys to complete. And so, you know, I'll apologize in advance that, you know, sometimes it's easy for us to talk about the game changes from 2.5 years of playing the game,
right,
you know, versus a person that would be coming in a month ago that hasn't built up the same energy pool or the same stamina pool or whatever else. You know, so yeah, we do tend to forget that. And it's not intentional. It's more casual forgetfulness.
Right. Exactly. Well, just speaking from your own perspective, and I think sometimes we do forget that, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when I was tagged MIG, you know, we had been done for quite a while. So I wasn't necessarily thinking that people needed it, but not everybody has a big family. I mean, you know, I have friends that are in a family of, well, me, three. And then, you know, I know people a lot of people are really have small families and just keep it to, you know, not a mass.
Right.
And some
of them don't even focus on the progression stuff at all. If you do what you do, then that's good enough.
I think a lot of families are trying to focus more on not following the family progression stuff.
Right.
And taking the game back.
Yeah.
So, but that's hard to do when you've got all this click me. Ask now.
It's also hard to do when you have an opportunity for those energy boosts.
Uh-huh.
I mean, or the experience boosts.
That's what I found. That's why I ended up in this little shadow family, is I needed something to get me by so I could level up.
Yeah. And those
because
do it.
You don't realize how much that's helping you until you're not red tagged. And then you're like, oh my gosh, I left and I had all that progression to collect and I didn't collect. And you kind of have to think about that when you make moves from families.
That is very, very true. So you fall back and now all of a sudden you don't have all that to collect on a daily basis. That's that's a lot of experience that helps you make those levels.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, that's without my mini packs, I don't know what I would do without the progression levels or help. So anyway, and also there's the new Pa Barker bags are back again. Why is that?
Pa Barker's back again. I don't know.
Is that a mistake? I wondered. I was going to ask Jen if it was supposed to come back again. Like they came back, they came out once when they weren't supposed to, once when they were supposed to. And so I just wonder if this was an accident.
Yeah, I don't know if they were or not.
I'm collecting them either way. I already got 5 attack, 5 defense. Like, okay, good.
Yeah, you can't beat the results.
I like these. So, but I'm still collecting crates of hooch. So we have a couple more days on the secret district as well.
I'm trying to finish the first round of poker and then I'll give that up.
Hey. Well, I haven't done that. This is the very first time though on a secret district that I have collected the 5 defense, 5 skill and 5 attack. It's the very first time I got over 50 of everything. So
very cool.
Yay me.
Where'd you end up on the, or have you ended up so far on the do-it-yourself weapons lab?
You know what? You know how I told you was I wasn't going to do the mission crew helper this time. And I've gotten farther than I've gotten ever.
Really? I did get to 11 and I quit.
I'm at 12.
And you beat me. Now I may have to rush.
I am really shocked because this time I never did the crew helper.
Right.
I only asked for parts when I was here at the computer. I never went out of my way to try to remember. I just have clicked it when it's been available. And I've actually done better. So maybe when I'm doing them, I don't know, maybe I need a lesson in the way I was doing it.
They add extra time to this one than they didn't have in the past. So that does make a difference. But I just figured I'm not even going to mess with it. After I got to 11, I just stopped dead.
That's how I've always just tried to I just try to keep up with you.
Because remember now, 11 is my new 15.
Exactly. Exactly. It's the new black.
Yep, that's right.
Well, 11 is as good as you need to get, really. Then you still get your 5 attack points.
Right, which is 5 attack I never use there anyway because I already craft from other areas of the game. So, yeah, that's why I say it's like, okay, what am I doing this for even to begin with? I'm really now questioning whether or not the next one I'll do anything.
I just want them to stop. I mean,
yeah,
enough's enough, really.
Yeah, I just can't see unless they start up in the number of craftable properties you can do at any given moment.
Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense otherwise.
Yep.
So, yeah. Anything else?
I'm sure there's a slew of stuff that's gone on in the game. There's new, the new collectible stats cards are out, the Gundown collection. I don't know if Jen talked about that before. I'm sure there's other things in the game because
there's the snake
boat. We
got
hit with a whole bunch of stuff. Yeah, the snake boat for the water.org or.
Yep, for water.org. Safe water saves lives. So, yeah. They're working on that project, which is always good when you see Zynga doing a community effort. So,
yep. And that's another one that you have to actually pay with real dollars. You can't use your unspent reward points.
Yeah, and 100% of the proceeds go to water.org. So they're not keeping any of the money, which, you know, to me, that always feels good, you know, that they're not trying to, like, make a little off the side either. Sure. So that's cool. And that's $3 for that. And that's, let's see, a 135 attack and 185 defense on the boat there.
$3. That was like 15.
As purchased for $3 is what mine says. Maybe I'm special and they don't want my money. I'm just keep complaining about fire. I say take that water and douse my mountains. it's hard to look at a water.
Oh, it was purchased 6 for 15. I'm sorry. I misread the button that was there.
Yeah, you can just
Tricky button.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now that's what flashed in front of me.
Yeah.
So if it had been a second before, that's what I would have told you.
Yeah.
You can get 6 for 15.
Ta-da.
Snake boat. So I'm going to go ahead and get one because I really do appreciate when they get do something for the community. So
yeah.
That's not that bad. And today is payday. So
there you go.
There you have it.
Very good.
Well, hopefully Jen can catch everybody up on whatever we missed.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't have anything else. Do you have any shout-outs?
Yeah, I don't have anything at this moment in time. So
I'm going to give one to Queen Brat on behalf
of... Yeah, that's a good one.
Because she's so awesome at commenting, and I really do appreciate that she takes the time to do that. So
yep.
Thank you so much.
Yep.
All right, well, happy weekend. That's a wrap.
Hey, Jen, where do you think they can find us?
They can find us on the web at informantpodcast.com. You can also find our fan page on facebook.com/informantpodcast.
Or you can leave us an email at tip@informantpodcast.com.
Hey, I think you can also find us on Twitter at informantpod.
And you can always leave us a rant on our rant hotline, which is 707-847-6852, 707-TIP-6852.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first. I wanna cross, get them crashing to the-